It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, and you are about to enjoy the Ask Ross segment brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. For all of your barbecue sauce, rub, and catering needs, check out the guys at 409tailgateclub.com. These are your questions, his answers. He's Ross Tucker. Bob Flounder's with us. I'm Andy Shea. Don't forget, the winner of this week's Ask Ross segment, the number one question that Ross chooses, will receive a tailgate box courtesy of the gentleman at 409tailgateclub.com. You'll get some rubs, some sauces, and a tailgate with honor apron. All right, Ross, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, I got one for you right away. This is from Jeff in Philadelphia. He says, "Dear Ross, I've got a predicament brought on by the NFL draft, and I need your help."
He's an Eagles fan that loves Saquon Barkley, and now he's with the Giants. That's my guess. I'm guessing.
That's ding, ding.
What?
You know what's behind door number two. He says, "I'm a Penn State alum, and Saquon Barkley is my favorite college player of all time. I'm also a diehard Eagles fan who absolutely hates the Giants. Now, for the foreseeable future, I'm going to have to spend at least two Sundays every season watching either my favorite player get shut down by the Birds D or my favorite team get torched by the Giants running back. It's lose-lose to me. What do I do with this soul-crushing dilemma?"
That's a good question. Where is he from?
Philadelphia. Jeff in Philly.
That is a good question, Jeff, and I have the answer for you. First of all, the Eagles are your team. Okay, so there's two different things here. Number one, if you really like Saquon that much, you can always love Saquon and what he did for you at Penn State.
Right.
But now he's on the other team. I mean, when I played for the Cowboys, and I grew up an Eagles fan, all my family and friends are Eagles fans, they were all rooting for the Eagles. Here's the divider,
there's a special hate for the Cowboys,
No, here's the
too.
Thing. Here's the thing.
I've had about when I find David Akers, although I think he's a third-degree black belt or something, that was not enjoyable to hear that in Dallas. That was not enjoyable.
I just can't wait till David Akers goes through puberty.
I know. That's what I said.
The Cowboys haven't been to the Super Bowl since
Dallas.
These kids were born.
I mean, get some bass in your voice, man. Get some bass in your voice.
There we go.
So anyway, here's what's funny, though. You know something funny about that? For when I played, the people that really, really are close to you, they'll root for you over the team. The people that are close to you, they'll stick with their team.
They'll stick with their team.
So like my family, my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, my father-in-law, they were all rooting for the Cowboys because they knew it was better for me, and I was going out there laying it on the line to try to get a win in that game against the Eagles or those games against the Eagles, so they wanted me to win. But my friends were like, "Yeah, man.
Love you, bro.
I've been an Eagles fan since we were five. I hope you play well,
no,
but I'm going to go ahead and root for the Eagles." So there's two things to say here, right? Number one would be you're an Eagles fan, root for the Eagles. Number two would be he said lose-lose. I would argue look at it the other way. This is any way you can be like this in life. You can choose to call it a lose-lose or you can choose to call it a win-win. You can say, hey, let's have the Eagles. If the Eagles play well and win, that's great. If the Eagles lose but Saquon has a big game, happy for Saquon. You can choose to focus on the positives or you can choose to focus on the negatives. That goes for everything in life. And that's basically, I'm just doling out life lessons for free.
That was Matt Foley. Matt Foley just came out.
I'm basically just doling out life lessons. But no, and by the way, there's a happy medium too. Eagles win, but Saquon has a big game.
Right.
That's what you can really root for. Eagles win, but Saquon has a big game.
The lose-lose would be Eagles lose and Saquon doesn't impact the game. That would be lose-lose. So, all right, let's keep going. This is from Lee in Annandale, Virginia. "Hello, Ross. This is kind of a warm-up question. It seems quite clear from listening to the show that you are passionate about football and food. So, what did you enjoy more, watching the blue-white game or eating at the 409 Tailgate Club tailgate before the game? I took your advice and showed up. Great food, great people."
It's a great follow-up to the Barkley question. It's almost the same answer.
So wait a minute. Who is that?
It is Lee in Annandale, Virginia.
Yeah, Lee was at the tailgate. That's awesome. Lee, I got to be honest with you. This is not close. This is not a great follow-up to the Barkley question. Because it's the food. I love football, and I'm glad I got a chance to watch the blue-white game. Frankly, I was there more enjoying it with my daughters, and my friend from high school was there. I got more joy. I mean, I got more out of the football game the next morning when I was on the stepper watching Brandon Gaughan and Matt Millen call it on Big Ten Network so I could really study it and say what I thought happened. But I got more joy out of having a daddy soda. And what did I have? I had wings. I had sausage. I had pulled pork with that cheesy thing. 409 tailgate's the bomb. I'm just telling you. I hope Jeremy, Andrew, you guys are listening. If I go to a Penn State game this year, or if I go to I'm going to 409tailgateclub.com. I'm going. I will be there. So not only do you get the best food, rubs, blah, 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 you also get to meet me if I'm at the game because I will be there.
That's what I thought. Let's go
to. That's two good questions so far.
You've got some tough choices. Andrew in Harrisburg asked, do you see Justin Shorter making an impact this year?
Yes, I do. I think when you're that talented, they have made no bones about it when it's like a five-star type of kid that they know that they probably need to get those guys on the field because they might not have them for the full 4 years, so or at least for 5 years. So I expect Shorter and Parsons to have a role. The question is, is it like a Saquon Barkley role? Is it a John Reed role? Penn State's in a very different place now than they were then. Or is it more of a Tariq Castro-Fields, Etor Gross-Matos role? And I think I don't know if that has more to do with how good those players are or where Penn State is as a team now. You know, Miles Sanders type of role.
I do think it was telling that in spring – they had DeAndre Tompkins working in the slot. I don't think that was a coincidence.
All right, you're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, and this Ask Ross segment is being brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. That's 409tailgateclub.com. For all your barbecue sauce, rub, and catering needs, check out their website. All right, let's continue on, Ross. This is from Jesse in Charlotte, North Carolina. He says, with this year's personnel, strengths and weaknesses on offense differing from last year, will we see McSorley under center some? Also, would you agree or disagree that McSorley will have to put in some time under center to garner even a look at the next level?
He's not going to do it. Nope. They're not going to put him under center. And no, I don't agree at all because Baker Mayfield was never under center. So he doesn't need to go under center. It is an interesting question and something that we'll talk about a little bit more in depth next week because I think it's an interesting question about Trace McSorley's draft prospects. I know, Andy, you've already touched on that with Jim, but I think next week maybe we'll bring in the big boys.
Yeah.
You know, and really dive in. My boss is staring me down right now. That was not a smart comment.
Yeah.
My boss is. No, but in all sincerity, it is interesting, isn't it?
It is.
That 2 6-foot quarterbacks that were both highly productive. Baker Mayfield goes first overall and gets $33 million fully guaranteed. JT Barrett goes undrafted and signs for the minimum.
And he was the Herald recruit.
If he'll even make a team. It's just interesting, like, because you look at it and you think, okay, they're both 6-foot quarterbacks. Yeah. They're both pretty athletic. They both pit up good numbers. The difference is, Baker has a stronger arm, and Baker's much more accurate, consistently accurate than JT Barrett, which is what McSorley's going to have to show this year. I think McSorley's probably in the middle, but in terms of draft prospects, there's not a good middle. You know, you end up being like a first-round type, or maybe there's like a Mason Rudolph third round, Lauletta fourth round, but then the rest of the guys like hardly even get drafted.
Great thing about Penn State's schedule this year and every year is he's going to have – he's going to go against some defenses that he's going to get a chance to open some eyes yet again. They got to play the Buckeyes. The Buckeyes are loaded. They got to go into Michigan. That's going to be a pretty good defense. And if everything goes well, they're going to see a good bowl team. So if he plays well this year, I think he's absolutely going to they're going to take a long look, I would think, at Trace if he can kind of even do better than what he has before.
All right, let's go to Jeremy in Pittsburgh. He says, hey, Ross and the Keystone crew. We get most of the big hitters at home this year with the exception of Michigan. Shea Patterson is eligible this year and most of their team is back. Since they should have a decent quarterback now that we'll have to respect, we won't be able to sell out and stop the run. Are you concerned that they will exploit our biggest perceived weakness and run right up the middle of our defense?
Well, that's what they, I mean. That's what they usually try to do anyway. You know what I think is interesting? I was just thinking about this the other day. Jim Harbaugh made his name as an NFL coach because of what he did with quarterbacks, in particular mobile quarterbacks, and them running. Yeah. You know, Kaepernick was like the big Alex Smith to some extent, and then Kaepernick and all the zone read stuff they did, all the pulling the ball. Yet, if you look at his Michigan offenses and quarterbacks, he hasn't really had that guy. How athletic is Shea Patterson?
He's more athletic than any quarterback.
Yeah, than anything he's had at Michigan.
But they have
more athletic than Wilton Spate. Are you sure?
I didn't get a chance to finish. They haven't had an athletic quarterback.
They have not.
He's definitely, I think, potentially his most talented quarterback at Michigan. He did some good things.
I saw one really early mock draft that has Shea Patterson as a first round pick.
I mean, well.
That's putting a lot of stock into Harbaugh.
I do think the fact that he is eligible and he's going to play this year, I think it does. I think it really helps Michigan's cause. And let's be honest, if Michigan has another year like last year, the Hounds are going to be at the door for old Jimmy H.
Let's get one more in, Ross, okay? This is from Ethan in White Plains, New York. He says, hey, Ross, my question for you is about the offensive line. James Franklin talks about our players need to be nasty. Is this something that can be taught, or is it something that recruits have or they don't have? In addition, does Penn State's scheme make it harder to be nasty? Thanks.
I don't think their scheme makes it harder to be nasty. I don't agree with that. And I do think you can – it's mainly recruited. It's mainly just somebody's –
DNA.
Natural demeanor. Yeah. I think if you are a 5 on a nasty scale, they can kind of coach you and prod you into being a 6, maybe 6.5, 7. Mm-hmm. You're not going to go from a 2 to a 10. You're either like CJ Thorpe or you're not. You're either nasty or you're not. And I never understood the guys that weren't. Blocking people is not fun. Killing dudes is fun. Okay? Right. Blocking people not fun. Killing dudes, enjoyable. Really enjoyable. Anyway, the first question was the best. The Philly, Barkley, Eagles. That was one of the best questions we've had in a while.
All right, Jeff in Philadelphia. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. You have a tailgate box courtesy of 409 Tailgate Club coming your way. Stick with us. Quarter number 4 is next. We'll be right back.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can. When you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
Hey Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all you can eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.